All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for A Wrinkle in Time. It's directed by Ava DuVernay. The writers are Jennifer Lee and Jeff Stockwell, and it's based on a book by Madeline Engel. It stars Storm Reid, Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, Levi Miller, and Derek McCabe. And it also has Chris Pine and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. And the synopsis is, after the disappearance of her scientist father, three peculiar beings send Meg, her brother, and her friend to space in order to find him. The movie starts off with Chris Pine's character. He has a family. Gugu Mbatha-Raw is his wife. They are both scientists. Chris Pine gives his daughter a talk about what's possible in love. They adopt a son. Then it goes a little bit forward in time where the children are older. And it turns out that Chris Pine's character, for one reason or another, has disappeared. So Storm Reid's character is very reserved and gets picked on in school. Her brother, who is played by Derek McCabe, is a very know-it-all child, and he's gifted. Derek McCabe's character is at home with his family, Gugu Mbatha-Raw and Storm Reid's character, and he opens the door to a stranger. That stranger mentions something about Chris Pine's character, that he's possibly still alive. That's where we'll stop. So the whole meat of the movie is that Chris Pine's character believes that you can travel space with your mind. And when he's doing an experiment, he disappears and is up to Storm Reid's character and her brother and Levi Miller to go find him. So that is a very simple premise, but feels really empty. The story is very bland and basic. The acting from the entire cast is just flat. I'm not sure if Ava DuVernay has experience working with children, but that could have been much better. Shot really well. It feels like a series of commercials or music videos strung together, and I never actually felt connected with the story. You have a lot of talent in the movie and also a lot of talent directing, but for a children's movie, this type of movie has been done several times over to much better effect. So I'm not sure what happened, but the movie is very dry. The special effects look pretty okay in the movie. However, the first time that you see Oprah, she is a giant-sized person, and that is completely distracting. Bad choice. And you also have some other talent in this movie. So you have Michael Pena, David Oyelowo, who's worked with Gugu Mbatha-Raw with the Cloverfield Paradox. The story is just kind of strung together from snippets that, hey, well, you have to hit this beat. The first beat is that you have to have Storm Reid's character show that she's maladjusted. And then because her father is gone, that is the impetus to, now I need to go find myself. Now I take myself to this magical land. The next beat is that it's not about the destination, but it's more about the journey. Hey, you're going to this magical place. You're going to this magical place. You're going to this fantastical place. And oh, wow, doesn't this all look cool? Because we spent a lot of money on CG. But again, with the story, the characters lack chemistry. The story threads are very weak. And also, Derek McCabe's character, I found his character very annoying. It feels more like a serial commercial rather than a movie, a big budget movie that is over 2 hours. And again, it's shot very well, but I never really felt Storm Reid's character was a character that was conflicted and then just really wanted to find a father to come find herself. So for a score, I'm going to give this a 4. Seems like this movie had an idea about what it wanted to do and what it did with that, which is a children's movie about what's possible and hope, was super empty. What it also reminded me of is something like Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland has that same problem where you're told that this should be remarkable and extraordinary and you're taken to all these places, but in the end, and as a whole, as a movie, doesn't really hit home. It doesn't provide anything better than what you have already seen before from movies of this type. I think that Ava DuVernay was a bad choice to direct this movie. I knew something was wrong when there was a director thank you at the beginning of the movie, like, hey, thank you for watching this movie that might be mediocre. I appreciate it. I didn't connect with any of the characters. I never really believed anyone in the movie was authentic. The chemistry between the characters is not where it needs to be. The child acting is not where it needs to be. And you have talent in this movie that's wasted. As good as the actress as Gugu Mbatha-Raw is, all you get is her presenting the sad face. Again, it just all feels empty. At times, it felt like it was a Disney Channel show. This is a movie where you may pick this up at Redbox or you may go to Walmart or Target. This movie would be in the bargain bin. This is one of those movies that you would pick up. Based on the book, this is something like the BFG. You remember that movie? That's somewhere in the $5 bargain bin. This one will be as well. Maybe worth that much, but maybe not worth the price of a movie ticket. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.